We're going to have some fun now to start off the new year, not with resolutions, though maybe this could be part of your New Year's plans. I want to hear about your hobbies. Call in right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've done this once or twice over the years. I always have a lot of fun hearing what you do to have fun. So let us know whether it's something you just started or something you've been doing for years or something you wish you had more time for. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Could be an outdoor activity, fishing, hiking, paddling, skiing, if you could find some snow this year. Maybe it's a sport or music, making stuff, knitting, sewing, weaving, carpentry, metalworking, creating art, collecting something. The list goes on and on. So, join in now. You are our guest with your favorite hobby at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. As we do, we asked around Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television. Our own Beatrice Lawrence, Central Time producer, recorded this about her hobby.
So I've been playing trumpet as a hobby for a long time, and there was a point when I was technically at my best, but I was so anxious about being good at it and practicing all the time that I started to honestly dread playing and performing. And now that I put less pressure on being good at it, I enjoy it a lot more, and I find it relaxing and fun again, even though I'm not where I used to be.
Beatrice adds that she loves video games but can't play online multiplayer because, quote, I'm not very good at it and will be laughed off the server. But I don't care. Single player or couch multiplayer is enough for me. How about you? What is your hobby? Join in now at 800-642-1234. Another musician, Lisa Nalbandian from our Milwaukee bureau, the bureau chief there, regional manager. Lisa says, I play in the Wauwatosa ukulele club. The teacher makes it such a joy that it really is about enjoyment, not perfection. I also got a banjo lele for Christmas. That's going to be, I guess, a banjo ukulele combination. Tyler's a musician. He doesn't know about it either. This is a new one to me. I got to check out a picture of that. Thanks for that, Lisa. Let's go to your calls at 800-642-1234. Hey, Jeff in Superior. Happy New Year. Jeff, what's your hobby?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Jeff, hey, you're on the air. What's your hobby?
Well, I'm a perennial numismatist, I think I'm called. I'm a coin collector.
Oh, yeah.
So every year I look for something that the Federal Reserve misstamps or misprints or double stamps, you know, the coins. I'm going through the coins at the laundromat or in the grocery store making change. I love with the new year, there's new coins. So it's fun to look forward to that.
Now, I know different coin collectors, numismatists, I think you're right. Yeah, I have different specialties. Yep. Some will do a particular country or historical period. Sounds like you're mainly doing U.S. coins?
Oh, yeah, for sure. United States coins. Something that I can buy and sell and collect. I got a 1959 quarter recently that I sold for $4.
Interesting. Now, I lived pretty close to the Canadian border growing up, Jeff, so Canadian coins were pretty much legal tender except for in vending machines. Do you get any Canadian coins in your collection?
Well, I may be wrong, but I think they discontinued the only Canadian coins now are
the loonies. The loonies, that's right. Oh, the $2 now. Well, I haven't lived by the border in a while. You're right. The little coins are all gone now. And so it's part of my childhood,
then,
I guess.
And the King of England is the royal leader is a man, so there's going to be new coinage from the United Kingdom. So there's a lot to look forward to.
Excellent, Jeff. Thanks for starting us off at 800-642-1234. We're inviting you to call in and share your hobby, collecting, doing stuff, crafting, you name it, 800-642-1234. Robert is with us now in Viroqua. Robert, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I bought a lathe, a small lathe, recently, and I decided to make gifts for the family this year as opposed to going out and buying things. And I've made some handles and some bowls, and I'm new at it, so I'm learning as I go, and it's been so rewarding. It's like, matter of fact, we had some scrap wood that I was burning in our fireplace, and I cut that up in beautiful wood. It's like you get into the wood, it's like art, the beautiful oaks and maples and things like that. And I've joined a turning club in La Crosse, and I'll learn more about making bowls and different things. It's been very exciting for me.
Wow, I haven't touched a lathe since shop class. I'm not even going to say what year that was, Robert. So had you ever used a lathe before you went out and bought one?
Well, similar to you, the last time I used a lathe was actually in a shop class also in elementary school in Detroit, Michigan.
Wow, just up the road from where I went to school, yeah.
Yeah. So that was it. And I don't know even why I bought it, but I decided I was going to get it and try it. And I love it. I really had a great time with it.
And you're already giving presents with it. That is fantastic, Robert. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're inviting you to share your favorite hobbies, or maybe one you miss and want to pick up again, or something you wish you had time for. Hobbies, old or new, are our topic. You can join in and share yours at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. I'm glad Robert brought up woodworking, because Paul Damberg, our Northern Regional Manager, has a bit of a story here. I'm going to quote all here. I have taken up woodworking and am making artisanal heirloom hardwood cutting boards. I source only regionally harvested sawmilled hardwood and then cut, assemble, clamp, and glue, and finish them myself. When I use handles, I use locally forged stainless steel handles, oil dipped to darken and have the forged look. Paul goes on, I've always had a flair for woodworking and have self-taught myself about how to make the boards and improve my skills. And as far as perfectionism, I have learned that it is a target that's hard to reach and completely out of reach if I want to keep up production levels. Besides, to show they're handmade, there needs to be a bit of imperfection, or they could all be made by machines. That's the sign of truly handmade, an imperfection or two to show the handmade nature. I got to say, Paul sent some pictures. He's selling himself a little short. You saw these at a store, you'd pay pretty good money for them. You know, they are fancy things. Paul, thanks a lot for sharing that. If you are a crafter or woodworker yourself, well, you could share pictures too over on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or email ideas@wpr.org. And hey, one of our newer additions here at Wisconsin Public Radio, Molly Gardner, our Eau Claire Regional Manager, says, I've been knitting for years, but last year for Christmas, I received a learn to crochet kit from my boyfriend. He thought crochet and knitting were the same thing. Bless his heart. Yeah, I think I could explain the difference myself. Molly goes on, despite not really wanting to learn crochet, I stuck through it and made a little dinosaur. Needless to say, that created a hyperfixation with crocheting little animals. Took me a long time to be anywhere near perfect. In fact, I still make mistakes. When I found an animal I wasn't happy about, I'd keep it around my apartment as a way to remind myself things aren't perfect. I would also immediately remake it to see where I went wrong so that I could compare a bad animal to a better one. In 1 year, I've created about 20 decent-sized animals. Wow. And I've started taking orders from friends and family to be better at my craft. Well, now we want to hear from more of you. Tell us about your hobby at 800-642-1234. You've heard some great stories there for inspiration. What is your hobby? Is it music? Is it crafting? Is it art? Is it something outdoor, something you do with people or on your own? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Have you ever tried to make money from your hobby? Did that make you enjoy it more or less? And are you like Robert? Did you join a group? It was Turner's for him. Have you joined a group for your hobby? Join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Hope to hear from you coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about hobbies, and our featured guest is you. We want to hear what hobby brings you joy, whether you've been doing it for years or just picked it up with the new year. Something you wish you had more time for. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Ellie is with us in De Pere. Ellie, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What is your hobby, Ellie?
I like to hand paint, excuse me, hand paint watercolor cards.
Okay, how long have you been doing that?
Oh, several years now.
What made you first decide to pick that up?
Well, I was a quilter, and then the watercolor just kind of tickled my fancy, so I started doing it.
Now, do you display them around about the house, or do you actually use them as cards and send them to people?
I use them as cards. I send them to people. I also sell them.
Oh, okay. Are you making money from it? Did it make it feel like less of a hobby and more of a job?
Not really, because I still enjoy it.
Excellent.
Although I did end up making about 300 Christmas cards this year.
Wow. Okay.
A little overboard.
I guess so. Now, are you like painting pictures of things, or are they kind of abstract designs? Paint us a picture of what your cards look like.
Oh, I did little elves this year, winter scenes, you name it. I do a lot of florals, birthdays, you know.
Awesome. I love it, Ellie. Thank you so much for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. We've got more comments from our colleagues here. Maria Bechtol of the Educational Communications Board shares the origin story for one of her hobbies. I had just moved into a townhouse in Fairbanks, Alaska, and my new neighbors asked me if I sewed. I responded that I did, and their eyes lit up. Then they asked, "Do you quilt?" And I answered, "No." They paused, looked at each other for a second, and then announced in unison, "Well, now you do." Back to your calls at 800-642-1234 with your hobbies. Beth is with us in Pewaukee. Beth, hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What is your hobby?
So I was standing in front of the Walgreens aisle with all these different lotions one day, and I was like, I don't know what the difference with all these is, and I started reading ingredients, and some I couldn't understand. So I went home and started to look up, like, making your own lotions and deodorants and salves and foot scrub, like cream and rub. And so I've been doing that for about a year now. It's just like coming up with my own body products to use.
Interesting. So what kind of raw materials do you have to go out and buy to start with?
Yeah, so I started with a really basic one, which was shea butter, almond oil, some coconut oil, and now I've added like beeswax pellets and started to add different kinds of essential oils. I've made my own deodorant, and it's really shocking how much money you can save.
Really?
And also it feels, oh my gosh, like crazy. And I know what I put on my body. I know what I'm putting in it, and it's all natural. And so I gave some away for Christmas last year, and this year I've gotten texts and messages from people saying, like, are you doing it again? Can we have that same one? I've been practicing with different essential oils for the different seasons. And my sister actually was like, hey, we should maybe start a little something.
Uh-oh.
Because her friends at her school, we both teach, are like, oh, you smell good. What is that? So I don't know if it won't become a hobby, though, if I start selling.
Right. Now, I got to ask, Beth, it sounds like there's a lot of winners here. Have you had a failed experiment along the way?
Yes, just recently, actually. It turned the lotion, it's called Whipped Body Butter, and it looked great going in, but when it came out, it was like as hard as a brick.
Oh, no.
So now I've started to like really, at first I sort of just threw stuff in there, but now I'm being a little bit more precise about measurements and, you know, yeah. My failures, though, are always stepping stones to success.
Excellent. That's a great attitude to have, Beth. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We are taking your comments, your thoughts about hobbies. What do you do? What is your favorite hobby? Do you make stuff, lotion, as we heard? Do you have a piece of shop equipment that you love to work with? Games, that's one of mine. Join in at 800-642-1234. I'm a longtime board gamer, role-playing games, computer games, you name it. Paring down my collection a little bit. Still probably too many games. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite hobby or hobbies. 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Hey, we heard from James on Facebook. James says, part of me wants to pick up scale modeling again. I still have a few 1 to 35 scale Tamiya World War II tank kits. James, more power to you. I hope you do it. I tried that a couple times as a kid. I had one snap together airplane and one glue together airplane. It marries skills that I do not have. Attention to detail, fine motor skills. Yeah, the click together one, there's only so many ways to go wrong with it once you start bringing glue into the picture. It is not a plane I would send any pilot up in. How about you? Join in with your hobbies at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in another caller. Elizabeth is with us in Madison. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy collecting recipes. Just clipping them from magazines, from newspapers, getting cookbooks. Not that I make everything, but I just love looking through cookbooks and love looking at recipes.
Now, do you go hunting, Elizabeth, for older recipes, whether it's, you know, from somebody's grandma's collection or, you know, a magazine from 50 years ago you find in a used bookstore or something?
Just a variety of different things, but I do love making my mom's recipes that we've
nice.
Saved. She's passed on, but that's really, those are the most special recipes.
That's great. And now you clip a recipe. How are you storing them or archiving them or organizing them?
Well,
or are you?
If my daughter could attest, I've got file boxes of recipes. And she's like, Mom, you'll never make all of these. And I said, I'll never make all of these in my lifetime, but I'm going to pass them on to you. So, yeah, that's how I do it.
Excellent.
I make it nice, cut them out, and put them into categories, and what I do.
So there's some organization there. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Elizabeth. Ted joins us now in Spooner. Ted, hi.
Yeah, I got a sawmill from my uncle and started making furniture out of chunks of trees that had a lot of branches on or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I done one with a cherry oak burl. A cherry burl.
Uh-huh.
And when I slabbed that, it looked like bird's eye maple where the burl was at, and finished that up. And that turns out really nice. It's kind of interesting. Each time you saw a piece, you see a new grain that you'd never seen before.
That's great. So what kind of pieces of furniture have you made?
Several coffee tables, end tables, log table and chair set. I got a turn lathe, so I turned out several lamps, bowls.
Wow.
Anything to do with wood.
And now are you...
I had a carpenter. I was a sawdust for brains, so I worked with wood.
Are you starting to give these away as gifts now? You can only use so much furniture, I'm guessing, in your house.
Well, I tried to sell some, give some away. I thought about trying to go on Facebook, sell some, but I haven't got that far yet.
Ted, thank you so much. What a great hobby. I love it. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Still time for your call if you want to share a hobby real quick at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Oh, one more from a colleague, Colleen Leahy, one of our producers on Central Time, says, I got into improv comedy about a year and a half ago after wanting to try it for a long time. It's such a mood booster, spending a few hours laughing, socializing, and playing with people, even though it's ridiculous more often than not. Colleen says, I call it clown school. It's really difficult. That's a good one. Oh, yeah, Sarah Hopeful. I didn't see this one. Technical director says, the past year I've gotten really into paint by sticker books, like paint by number, but significantly less work. I like to work on them while listening to albums on my record player. It's really meditative and keeps me off my phone, which is a plus. Let's go back to your calls now. Kathleen is with us in Madison. Kathleen, hi.
Hello. I like to... I get animals. People will call me and say, hey, there's a deceased raccoon by the road over here. I'll go and pick that up, and I take the skull, clean all of the meat off, and put it in a beetle tank, and get it all the meat off of it.
Uh-huh.
And then I make little displays for educational purposes.
Oh, okay. So who ends up...
I have a whole collection of... mammals of Wisconsin, And then I've actually done some of those same critters I've done the furs, so I can do this thing called, I call it the bone boxes presentation. And I'll just show, you know, little kids, homeschool kids, stuff like that, and talk about where did I get the animal. You know, this is the beaver from this pond, and show them how long the teeth are when they grow up, back of it inside the skull and stuff like that.
How did you know how to do this, or did you find a community online? Where did you get these skills?
Well, I started out as a biology teacher, so I kind of knew my way around, you know, dead stuff. But when I wanted to get a little more serious and do a really good job of cleaning and making the displays and wiring the jaws so you can open them, close them, and stuff. Yeah, I spent time on YouTube, a lot of information on Professor YouTube. So, and then trial and error, of course.
Excellent, Kathleen. Thank you so much for sharing that. Time for one more caller. Dick is with us in Darlington. Dick, hello. What's your hobby?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your hobby, Dick?
Yeah. Collecting rolls of duct tape from countries of the world and the United States.
Well, how many countries are you up to now?
We have 92 countries.
Wow. Okay. And is duct tape different in different countries, or is it just like it says on the package where it's from?
It says from the package where it's come. So the uniqueness is finding somebody in the country, getting them to contribute, sign a roll of duct tape, and then document it with their story and what it is. And it's led to some very cool things with, actually, I got in touch with one of the astronauts that was building the International Space Station.
Wow.
Through his parent. And while he was doing this, Jeff Williams, in 2005, they put a covered up file card with duct tape. And during the space station building, two shuttles came up. So this duct tape folders covered with 15 astronaut signatures.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. That's a great one to end it on. But hey, you can keep sharing your hobbies, email ideas at WPR.org, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. If I get some more stories, I'll share them later on this week here on Central Time.